Welcome to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I am Serhiy Kaznadiy in Toronto. During my teenage years, I watched many Hollywood-style movies based on Fannie Moore Cooper's novels with cowboys and Indians. The movies were made by Deutsche Film Aktiengesellschaft, or Studio DEFA, the state-owned monopoly for film production in communist East Germany. The movie scripts were based on novels by 19th-century authors such as German Carl May and the American James Fenimore Cooper, who penned The Last of the Mohicans, one of the most widely read American novels of that time. All the movies I watched were shown at cinema theaters, not on TV. I never knew why. The movies starred mainly Gojko Mitic, a Serbian director, actor, stuntman, and author living in Berlin. Because he played so many such roles, he became known as the chief Indian of the USSR. I recall him playing such roles as Chingachgook, Ulsana, and Tecumseh, among others. These movies were known as Red Westerns or Borscht Westerns. They are often compared to spaghetti Westerns because they use local scenery to substitute for the American West. Where they differ, however, is in the Red Westerns' portrayal of Native Americans as the heroes rather than white settlers, as in John Ford's Westerns. There was pretty solid ideological reasoning for inundating us with movies featuring fake German Apaches and Comanches. For one thing, East Germany, of course, was easily controllable from Moscow. For another, the storylines fit the Communist Party line. The heroes were the oppressed Indians, representing the working class, while the cowboys were the villains, representing the evil capitalists. Hopefully, Western audiences are able to notice the signs of subliminal communist propaganda here. In addition to the Red Westerns set in America, we also had movies about the Russian armed forces, an example of sheer Russian chauvinism. If it were otherwise, those movies would have starred Soviet armed forces and included other nations, such as Latvia, Kazakhstan, Armenia, and etc. No, the intention clearly was to emphasize the dominance of that damned imperia. These movies were mainly about World War II, known as the Great Patriotic War, and how glorious and ever victorious the Russian Red Army was in battling the evil Germans. The only Hollywood film I saw in my younger days was McKenna's Gold. That was in 1970, when I was only 10 years old, and still too young to analyze anything. We were easily influenced, children who knew nothing about any other way of life and no way of finding out. In those days, there was, of course, no internet and only Soviet newspapers, in some ways like Russia today. Much later, I discovered that this movie, McKenna's Gold, had been completely appropriated by the powerful USSR propaganda system to spread Sovok values, namely, disdain for the business class, organized religion, in particular Christianity, and the idea of the American dream and its related ethics. In the late 1980s, things began to change, starting with Gorbachev's perestroika. Now movies like Indiana Jones, Back to the Future, and Terminator, and actors like Julia Roberts, Brad Pitt, and Angelina Jolie are known to everybody in the former Soviet Union, including my home country of Ukraine. And these days movies can be seen in cinemas and on TV, as well as every mobile device out there. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcripts and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, до побачення!